Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
I just read the craziest thing. God, this, like, I can't figure out if it makes me feel old or what. But they're saying that the U.S. National Archives and Records is looking for several people who know how to read. Guess what they know how to read?
Braille.
No.
Chinese.
Look at these.
Is it cursive?
It is cursive. That's the answer.
Yeah,
crap.
Yeah, that's the answer. Can you believe that? That is the weirdest story ever, that they can't find people to hire that know how to read cursive. What the hell? Yeah,
that kind of makes sense to me, because like BJ sort of writes in cursive still, and there's days where I'm just like, I can't read any of this. I know that I have chicken scratch and my handwriting is really hard to read.
Yeah, your handwriting's horrible.
But like, sometimes I can't read it.
Really?
Yeah.
You were taught it.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you were taught it.
You just can't read.
Son has no clue how to write cursive.
Really?
No clue. He tries all the time. And it looks stupid. He has no clue.
But I think they teach it again, though.
No, they don't.
No, I don't think so. Everything's done like
Yeah, it's like 20. Only 21 states teach it, I think. Yeah.
Frog knows cursive.
Oh, he
really?
Does?
He doesn't know how to write it, but he knows what it is.
I think a lot of schools...
He's a privately taught child. That's what those Catholics
He's in a Catholic school, but he knows what cursive is. I don't think he could write it.
They at least show you how to sign your name for like documents and stuff.
Yeah.
No, they never taught the kids.
They didn't
that.
Teach Ralphie that?
Nope.
Wow.
Sure didn't. Nope.
I thought they did.
No, I promise you they did not.
No, I'm just saying that the school he goes to.
Can you imagine all the athletes that are going to sign autographs in the future? They have no idea. They're just going to put their name.
My son, he was like, what do you think about this signature? And I don't even like, I'm like, I guess that's okay. And he's like, well, I want to be able to sign it in cursive. And it's like, yeah, they never taught him any of that.
You would never think, though, that a place like the National Archives would have a difficult time finding people that could actually read cursive.
Mm-hmm.
Not just write, but even just read it, which is even easier.
Yeah.
But that is bizarre.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, it's a dumb request, actually. I mean, or a bizarre request, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying that they're looking for like three people to fill the role.
You can read cursive, right?
Oh, yeah. I can read it. I can write it. All that stuff. But it just makes me feel so like antiquated. Like, you know, you go through parts of your life where you're like, damn, am I that old?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You know, and I'd love smack right in the face.
And I love cursive handwriting.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I think it really says a lot about people.
Well, I can't read the old letters from Lithuania because they did it with a ink pen.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They dipped it in ink and whatever. And it's all, I mean, that must have taken an hour to write the word hi.
Yeah.
Because it's all
like
fancy and pretty.
And
yeah, it's all crazy. I'm like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, but people used to write, you know, a letter, you know, send it by mail, whatever.
Yeah.
In the handwriting was everything.
Yeah.
I thought.
I mean, my mom, every time she gives me a card, it's all in cursive, too.
Yeah.
Somebody said, my kids are actually learning cursive in school. You must be You know, I bet you are Valor.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. You need that for Harvard and all the Ivy League
schools.
Yeah,
you're either Valor or Creek.
Yeah, I knew that because I was surprised when Frog said that, you know, he mentioned the word cursive. And I'm like, oh, I didn't think they even taught that anymore. But yeah, he knows what it is. I don't think he can do it, though.
It says, this is crazy. We had to go and get our own car out of valet because it had switched, you know, the time had switched. And nobody knew how to drive a stick shift.
Oh.
So the guy that parked it, you know, they went to the next shift, and then the new shift didn't know how to get it.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I get that. Yeah, a lot of people don't know how to do that.
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. Like, you know, when Denver had that huge crime spree on cars, everybody's like, "Just buy a stick shift, you'll be fine." Nobody will steal it.
Shmadil, you can drive a stick, right?
Hell yeah, I can.
Okay,
I've only ever owned sticks.
Sure. Yeah, I can drive a stick as well.
I learned on one, yeah.
Me too. Well, I told you guys the story. My sister wanted to make out with this boy, and he had a stick shift car, so he's like, just take the car. You know, I'm a little kid, and I'm like 12, and he's like, just go away. Kind of because I'm like, what are you guys doing making out? So he basically gave me his car to go away.
At 12?
At 12. At the campgrounds. And so I was, oh my God, I could smell that. What I was burning out was that
the
thing?
Clutch?
The clutch.
Just I was tearing it out.
Oh my God, I could smell it. It's like, I don't know what happened, but I think your car got a little hot. But they got to make out, so that's all that matters.
They should go back to teaching cursive, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think they should, don't you? I mean, just for signature purposes.
It's just that they don't write anything. I mean, my kid is just on his computer on everything. I mean, he literally, all his notes, everything. I don't know the last time he's used a piece of paper and a pencil.
But you need a signature.
Well, he practiced
one. That's
all
you need.
I know, but he practiced one of those. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I could not tell you the last time I saw him write anything down.
No kidding.
Yeah. But I told you how dumb I was when my girlfriend, there was a used car on the side of the road. And she's like, oh my gosh, I got to get that number. And I said, oh, I'll get it. Can I have a piece of paper and pencil? And she goes, oh my God, just take a picture of it. I was like, right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.